social factors at a more general level can also affect motivation, attitudes, and language learning success. So, identity and ethnic group affiliation, this is about being sensitive to social dynamics and about power relationships. There might be a reluctance to perform in certain situations, depending upon the power relationships in any one class. It might be cool in one class to not be clever, to not perform so well in language. And as a consequence, some students with less self-confidence might not want to perform so well in front of the other people in the class because of that situation. So power relationships in the classroom are very important to have in mind. Sometimes immigrant children in English medium or Swedish medium day nurseries were quickly assigned identities. From a very early stage they were titled to be successful or unsuccessful or talkative or quiet, and this tag carried they ended up carrying with them, and this in a way affected how much they could learn, but it was more teacher expectation. But in time, some of these students began to become the title that they were given. Importantly, identity isn't static, and they can change over time. In Sweden, for example, we have a situation where classes remain the same. They're intact over many years. And people talk about tryggheten I klassrummet. The problem is, you can also have the opposite effect, where students become labeled in a certain class. And perhaps remixing classes after the third grade or the fourth grade is what some students really need. And also, change is a very constant factor in our society. Change happens, and allowing students to experience change is one way of preparing them for their lives to come anyway. Finally, as regards certain ethnic groups, it could be a situation where a learner who has achieved a very high degree of accuracy in pronunciation might be perceived as being less loyal, a traitor to their ethnic group, because in that ethnic group they have retained a kind of foreign accent. And if that's the case, then this can also have a direct relationship on the on a person's ability to be successful in a second language, and also on their pronunciation.